This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Our Ravens season came to an end. We discussed that. Is the sting still very much alive for you? Were you kind of relieved that the season was over? That's kind of me. You know what I mean? It helps us as a business entity when they keep playing, because we'd be at Horseshoe Casino Monday night, would have had me running up. But either way, we'd have been there. We'd have another game to talk about. Now we're all about the offseason. How are you feeling? Let's get out to the phones. Let's start it off in Baltimore with Calvin. Calvin, thanks for holding. What is up?
Bob, Nolan, how you guys doing?
Doing all right, man. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, man. Happy New Year to you both. Bob, real quick, right before you, I heard you mention something about Bub Carrington. Real nice young man. I know that family played ball with his uncle and with his grandfather. His father was a great guy, man. Was a great guy. He's deceased now.
Yeah.
They named me 1967 after Earl Monroe. I named his uncle after George Gervin. Man, what a guy. Real quick, guys. Besides the Ravens, okay, coaching is like 10%, players are like 90%. Besides the pass rush being weak, you know, that game, okay, first of all, with Orr, okay, Calvin Austin is the only real deep threat that they had. Because Freiermuth couldn't get deep, so he's the only one. So you have him out on the island by himself. No help. You know, no safety help rolling over the top. Awuzie went for that Deacon. You know, went for that first. But you don't go for that because the only thing that's going to hurt you is the home run ball. You know, over the top. So that was, you know, like I said, that was, you know, that was it. Okay, now as far as that last. You know, okay, after the tight end caught the ball, they had 13 seconds to run a play to get, you know, a little bit closer. Maybe you have a 35, 38-yard field goal because, you know, Bob and Nolan, field goal, the point after field goal is like 33 yards. So so if you can get that ball in, I don't care if he ain't missing, you know, under the 50, you know what I mean? But if they would have got it closer, and then guys – you know, like I said, you know, they make like, oh, this is the second coming of John Unitas, and you know, he's the 42-year-old LeBron James. This guy, I think they're like one and done, you know, one and done or either two and done. And Bobby Nolan, if this makes the Ravens fans feel any little bit better, which it shouldn't, but you remember when Scott Norwood in 1991 missed that field goal that prevented the Buffalo Bills, you know, from being Super Bowl champions. And Bob and Nolan, they're in four Super Bowls. They are 0-4. But they definitely got to do something. The coaching situation with Harbaugh, and I'm never really beat on him, but if the coaching staff, with Harbaugh making that decision – to you know, clock that ball and then put that man out there on the 42-yard line. Could have got it closer. And or having Awuzie out there, you know, on the island, knowing he's your only deep threat, I think that was it. But otherwise, best of luck to the guys and Bob and Nolan. God bless you guys, man, and happy New Year, and take care.
Yeah, thanks. Same to you, Calvin. Thank you very much. You mentioned Norwood. That was wide right for the Bills, who were big favorites in that Super Bowl against the Giants. And as Calvin brought up, they wound up losing three more, but that was their best chance to win the Super Bowl. And look, we talked about it yesterday in regards to what more the Ravens could have done to make it easier for Tyler Loop. I mean, you run another play, Henry fumbles. There's a bad snap between Lamar and Linderbaum. Who knows? They were in a perfect situation to win the game. The kid just didn't convert. It is what it is. And it goes back to what you were saying earlier. Was he ever really given a chance to prove himself? He was handed the job during training camp. And he had his good days and his bad days. But during the season, I mean, four attempts from 50-plus, and he only made one of them?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was an opportunity early in the game against the Steelers where Prime Tucker walks out there and kicks a field goal, or at least attempts one.
Right, and I think, look, we like Derrick Henry.
Yes.
You know, you hand the ball to Derrick Henry, you think you're going to get at least some sort of positive yardage. There's a chance he gets stuffed there. I mean, you're not going to throw the ball on that down.
Steelers kind of got to him in a second.
Defensively, they know if we're going to run an actual play here, it's probably going to be Henry up the gut, because you still want to probably maintain with your hash mark thing, or they wanted to center the ball. So you're trying to accomplish both things there. I'm sorry. Like, he gets a couple more yards. Loop is still going to miss that kick. Don't give me the whole, well, it changes the mentality. He wasn't mentally prepared to make a 44-yarder in that situation. The moment got to him. He wasn't prepared to make it from 39, 35, 30. He would have missed. He wasn't ready.
You're saying he's choking no matter what.
He was booming. To miss that bad?
His extra points, he was hitting right down the pipe. And they had centered the ball there, you know. And I heard, well, he's used to kicking from the left hash mark. We're way overthinking it now.
Where he's saying it was bad as soon as it touched my foot.
Yeah.
That's mental. He was all screwed up lining up for the kick.
Hit his fourth lace. How he knew that was incredible to me. But anyway, let's go to Ed Narbutus. Ed, thanks for holding. What's up?
Bob Nolan, good day to both you gentlemen. And Happy New Year.
Yeah, same to you, man.
Thank you, sir. Ravens finality, unfortunate to be a good team watching now. At least they were afforded the opportunity to decide their own fate on the playing field. It just fell short. Do or go home scenario is decided by the team who can play the cleanest three-phase complimentary game without self-defeating miscues. Questionable officiating can stifle that effort, such as the opening kickoff holding call, the first play from scrimmage clipping call on Flowers, of which his head was clearly front side.
Yeah, that was curtailed
Henry's gash run. Linderbaum and Stanley later both with bogus flags. Ravens fought through it all, but not fundamentally consistent enough. Offensively, I do question attempting to run middle A and B gaps on first down that Hayward and company were stuffing each time. It caused too many second and longs. My guess, they were trying to avoid Highsmith and Watt on the edges, and I think it hurt their offense. Raven team defense, they made some plays. However, wrap up and finish to the ground tackling was suspect absent too often. Playmaker Hamilton injury loss sorely missed in that regard. Special teams, pivotal blips, not to their standard of execution. The Ravens brass, they know the glaring roster draft needs to fortify. I choose to abstain from any coaching comments. Last thing today, gentlemen, the primary job of any quarterback is to put his team in position to win the game. Lamar did that in both Steeler games. He's a matchup warrior to all opposition. That's it today. I thank you for your courtesy, as always.
All right, Ed, thank you for the call, as always, there. And Ed didn't want to get into the coaching drama that might be unfolding here, like it is in D.C., which we'll get to NFL Lunch with the Commanders as coordinators feeling the heat for their disappointing season. But to his point about the officiating, the first run for Henry, even Terry McCauley said it was a crap call.
Mm-hmm.
Bogus call. Linderbaum, I guess, kind of, sort of grabbed on the Lamar run, but it wasn't.
The timing of it. It was as Lamar was running past. The point is, it was not necessary.
Right.
Right. And I mean that as a knock on Linderbaum. If you're in that moment.
I wanted to rag on the official.
Well, you could say both. I think, but at that point in the game, the flags are piling up. Sure, it was a little more heavy-handed towards the Ravens, but outside of the Flowers one on the first drive, I don't think there were any that was like, what the hell is that call?
The Stanley one on the last drive, was that really that egregious?
Yeah, maybe you're right.
I mean, but that totally changed that drive, mm-hmm. by the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, where he lined up?
They had just gotten a first down. Who knows? I mean, they might even try to score a touchdown because there was still time because he got out of bounds on the reception.
And even the way they explained it, his helmet was behind the belt line of the blah, 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 the center. Very next play, he lines up exactly the same. And from at least the camera angle on TV where they're showing down the line, it looked like he was in the exact same spot. I'm like, well, why didn't you throw it again? I mean, I get you there. My greater point was that you got a sense early on in that game that flags were going to be flying a lot. And comes back to coaching, that has to instantly enter your mind and now be a factor in the way you proceed in the game.
When we come back, let's count some money. How do we do that? And talk about the many sports subjects of the day. It's buy or sell. Then back to your phone calls. You want to get in at 410-583-1057. Ravens season is over. The offseason is now alive, but how active will it be? Kingsbury is out as the OC in Washington, and same with the defensive coordinator as well. So Washington not screwing around. Joe Vitt Jr., he's out. So Washington scapegoating the coordinators after making it to the championship game last year, not even sniffing the play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
Back to your phone calls here in a couple of minutes, but we have a lot to get to here on this Turning Up Tuesday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Alex Gamponi, other side in the glass, Vinny and Haney, Vinny's on vacation. Nolan, before we get to the many sports subjects of this week, you know, you got the playoffs starting in the NFL, college football playoffs down in the Final Four, college basketball's reached its new calendar year. How about Nebraska undefeated beat Ohio State last night? And you got the winter meetings over, but the Orioles still very active. According to MLB Network, still very much alive in the Framber Valdez pursuit. So it's pitchers and catchers in 5 weeks. Can't wait. Listen to all these people whining about the Orioles who are whining about the Ravens. But let's count that dough first by yourself.
Well, I can't wait to whine either. That's one of my favorite activities.
Well, you don't have Brandon Hyde to kick around anymore. Mike Elias is still there with a kick.
A new target. Don't worry. Yeah, we'll find somebody. Dow Jones up 358. S&P 500 up 28. DraftKings up 19 cents. Under Armour up 4 cents. How about a clean sweep today?
Yeah.
We love that. As far as our sports topics, we'll start in Major League Baseball, where the Blue Jays continue to be aggressive this offseason. Grab Japanese infielder Kazuma Okamoto.
Gazantai.
Yeah, there you go. TG up. Makes the leap to Major League Baseball, 4-year, $60 million deal. He'll be assumed third baseman. That's where he's played most of his career. But looking at Toronto's infield, you got Vlad locked in at first, Okamoto at third. So shortstop and second left up to this group of Ernie Clement, Addison Barger, and of course Andrés Giménez. What about Bo Bichette, also a pending free agent right now? They said they wanted to bring him back. Doesn't seem to be a financial thing, but really haven't heard much on his front at all since the season ended. Buy or sell, Bob, the Okamoto move signals that Bichette is done in Toronto.
I'm going to buy that, and then I was looking at the New York Post a couple of days ago, and apparently the Yankees and Bichette, there's a mutual interest between the two. We were talking earlier about Bellinger, whether or not he would be an asset somewhere. New York wants to keep him around too. But yes, to answer your question, I think Bo Bichette gonna take them pants pulled up over his knees and used to have the long hair and go somewhere else. Hit machine though. Bo Bichette's a hell of a player. Just no room at the inn, I guess.
In Toronto. Get him out of the division. I'll take that. Yeah. I don't care. Go to the National League, please. Yeah. A little NBA here. The Celtics have actually done just fine this season without Jason Tatum, but it's mostly because Jaylen Brown is taking his game to a whole new level. 50 points against the Clippers on Saturday, that tied a career high for him. Now he's averaging 30 points and 5 assists per game on the year. Both of those would be a career best. It's not like he's playing more minutes, pretty much the same as what he's had in his career. Not really taking more shots either. He's just more efficient across the board. Buy or sell, Bob, Brown will go on to earn first-team All-NBA honors for the first time in his career.
Yeah, I'm going to buy it because everyone's expected Boston to take a step back because of the Tatum injury that was suffered in the playoffs last year. And, you know, they lost some other pieces to the equation. Not only is Brown brilliant and does deserve honors first-team All-NBA, Peyton Pritchard's really taken his game to the next level. And Derek White is one of the more underappreciated, maybe unknown, really good players in the league. And Joe Mazzulla, if you're picking a coach of the year in the NBA, I'm thinking he deserves consideration as well. But to answer your question again, long-winded, Jaylen Brown, first-team All-NBA, hell yeah, let's do it.
We talked about the Eagles during the Dirty Dozen, and I was knocking them for, you know, packing it in, not making a run at the two seed
in
the NFC. Well, Nick Sirianni trying to justify it here after the game, and of course, this really became a bigger talking point when the Bears lost. That's what really brought it to the forefront. But Sirianni says he doesn't think it's, quote, fair to them to bring this up. Goes on to say, you go through your process, you make what you think is the best decision for the football team, and that's what we did. Obviously, he's prioritizing health over seeding here. I mean, they are defending champs, so I guess he gets some, you know, deserves some respect for that. But again, it is the hindsight thing because of what happened with Chicago. Buy or sell, hindsight aside, should have played the starters, at least to begin the game over the weekend.
Yeah, I'll buy that. And he's taking some heat. I don't know how that was received in the Eagles locker room, kind of mailing it in and allowing things to happen. I mean, Josh Johnson threw his first touchdown pass in like 5,000 years, I believe, in that game. But they are favored against San Francisco. 4.5 points as the 49ers going to travel across the country after getting kind of beat up a little bit, as you mentioned earlier, by Seattle. I don't know. I mean, if you go for the higher seed, you get it, because if you're the two and who knows what happens with Seattle, then the NFC Championship game could roll through you. Those chances dwindled. I mean, Sirianni's been in a couple Super Bowls, and they are the champs, so he knows his team better than we do, right?
And I think you mentioned Seattle. That's the biggest part for me, is that is there anything – have you seen a more uncertain one seed in recent history? And yeah, you could say Denver. The same about the Broncos, too. I mean, but, yeah, like, there is no guarantee that that's a free pass to even the conference championship game, let alone the Super Bowl. One more topic for today. It is Ravens related. We're all waiting to see what happens with potential coaching staff changes. Seems like Harbaugh's locked in at this point. If they were going to fire him, it would have happened yesterday. Coordinators, though, moves very much expected. And if there was one of the two, if you and I had a vote, it'd be Zach Orr getting the axe. Just makes too much sense.
Nothing against him personally.
Same talking points from early last year, carried over early this year. Granted, he did it more so himself this year, but never really fully turned it around. You can blame injuries all you want. I say all this to say, if they make a change and Zach Orr is out, where does he go from here? Buy or sell, Zach Orr would get another coordinator job and not have to go back to being a position coach.
Ah, man, I'm going to sell that, because he'd have to get his sea legs under him, because he's leaving Baltimore with the Ravens losing their reputation for being a physical, fear defense, and the fact that you're getting rid of him speaks volumes. And by the way, did the Chuck Pagano bringing him back turn into a nothing burger or what?
Forgot he was here for most of the – I mean, once he got out of training camp, you really didn't hear from him. So, yeah, honestly, forgot, yeah. And there was no – well, didn't seem to be hands-on at all. I know he was in charge of the secondary. And not the best like year for them.
They didn't play all that great either. But if Zach Orr does leave Baltimore's organization, I don't see him making a lateral move. Maybe he goes back to linebacker coach or something. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, you try to think, who does he have a connection with? So maybe some of those other previous Ravens defensive coaches that have moved on. Weaver's in consideration for... yeah. So, I mean, there was thought that McDonald might scoop him when he went to Seattle. But because he got the defensive coordinator job, he hung around. I think that's the only way. It would have to be someone that really knows him from the Ravens days. He can't go somewhere new and be a totally young, fresh face and just get that job.
We'll come back, take more phone calls at 410-583-1057. Next half hour is all about you. Hell, we'll take it in NFL lunch for that matter. Got the Feeble Five. We gave Nolan did his Dirty Dozen. Final of the regular season led by Seattle. Who are the five worst teams in the NFL? Boy, there are a lot of teams to choose from in that regard. And then Jeffrey Chedia, NFL Network, NFL.com. Get his thoughts on the upcoming playoffs, which are minus the Chiefs, Ravens, and Lions. And nobody thought that was going
to
be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The reality. NFL.com joins us at 1:30, but let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Missouri. It's Eddie. Eddie, what's up?
What's up, man?
What's up?
Great show, you and Nolan there. Look, I got a couple comments, and then I'll get off and hear what you guys got to say. The caller before me kind of stole my thunder, Ed from Arbutus. He had a lot of good points. First off, that hoodie you got on, man, that thing rocks. Where did you get that at, man? Locally?
I forgot what you put on this
one. I was like, what? Thank you. I got it from T Public. Free advertising quickly. Yes. But thank you. Awesome. You must be watching us on YouTube.
Yeah, what's finally, you know, because you know, I went out and bought a radio for $140, XM radio, and I just couldn't get you on there, so I can't call you on the phone and listen to you on the phone. So finally, I get a chance to see you guys and call you. So anyway, two comments, and I'll get off and let you guys talk. First off, if the Ravens defense makes one stop, the field goal kick wouldn't have mattered. Look, at nauseam, people have been calling on picking it all apart. There's not much more I could say. Everybody knows it went wrong. But, you know, Lamar takes us down the field. He scores. We get ahead. And then the defense just lets them go down again, and what's new? So that's one comment, you know. But you guys have been talking about that. But right now, if I was the Baltimore Orioles, at a time where the Ravens were down, and you want to change the whole conversation, sign Valdez. Do it now, right at this moment. What are you waiting on? I mean, if it's an extra year, if it's an extra $5 million, because their whole offseason has been great up to now. If they don't sign a stud, an ace, it's all for naught. Because, you know, yeah, they got a great lineup, but we've seen in the past, you can't beat people 10-9 and 11-10. They need starting pitching and they need one more. So right now, if I was the Orioles and get a little kick to Ravens while they're down, I'd sign Valdez. But anyway, I enjoy the show. I watch it. I'm listening every day. Now I'm watching it every day. You guys do a great job. and I'll get over here and listen to your comments.
All right,
thanks,
Eddie.
Thanks for taking my call, buddy.
All right, man. Love you, brother. It's Eddie in Missouri by way of Baltimore.
The Valdez thing. Look, we all want it.
Sure.
Well, I'll take Ranger Suarez for that matter as well.
Apparently, it's still a realistic possibility.
I think I trust that they're very much in on him, and this is not the Orioles being in on a free agent of old. No, this isn't the last couple of years. If they're being linked to somebody, I believe it now. When it comes to these big starting pitchers, it's not a Valdez thing or even a Ranger Suarez thing. Year after year, you're seeing a lot of these guys really push it close to the start of spring training or even well past the start of spring training or even pushing the start of the regular season starting before they actually put pen to paper. For whatever reason, that's just the way it's gone. It confuses the hell out of me. I think with the direction the game is going that, all right, you're never going to have baseball at a point where day one of free agency, it's like the NFL or the NBA everyone's signing.
Feeding frenzy, yeah.
It'll never be like that. But with how important pitching is, I got to think at some point, and hopefully soon, that pitchers will go off the board first. And even the C-tier, D-tier pitchers are signing before some of the big-name bats start going. That's just a hunch of mine. I think with how important pitching's become, how important pitching depth has become, it's an arms race, pun intended. You just have to stockpile these guys. So that's where I'd like to see some GMs change their methods a little bit, but it takes two to tango. We say it all the time.
And look, Boris is the client or the agent rather for Valdez, but you know that ice was broken, if you will, by the polar bear with Pete Alonso. Let's get back to the phones. Joe and Woodbury. Joe, thanks for holding. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, the last caller, I'm gonna say right on. And to Ed, I'm gonna say amen. But I'm gonna tell you, what's the use in going to the party if you don't dance? And that's how I looked at the Ravens being if they had won the game. What's the use of them even being in the playoffs? And I don't want to hear that shiggity about getting the playoffs, anything can happen. They weren't that team where anything can happen. We talk about their flawedness during training camp. You know what I'm saying? And we were wishing and praying that they could be what they once was, but we saw that they couldn't. But that 1-5 to get the last game to be able to play for the division, hey, that's an accomplishment in itself. But what I'm saying is, I'm going to tell you what I'm sitting here doing right now. I'm trying to see where we fit in the draft pick because there are, 14 teams in the playoff. That means there's 18 left. Right now, as far as teams with their records, there are 4-3s. That means I'm meaning they only won 3 games. There's 1-4, 1-5, 3-6s, 2-7s, and there are 3-8-9s. Where do we fit in the draft pick? Because if it ain't a pass rusher, I will personally go out to Owens Mills and grab Eric DaCosta, tie to a horse, and drag him up and down the street. Because that's the first thing we need. The offense does its job the best it could with no blocking, whether it's passing or running. But like the brother just said, got off the phone, you give me a lead. What Ray used to say, just score 9 points. We'll take it from there. We need defense. Stop drafting these non-tackling corners. I hate to watch other teams where somebody throws the ball and before you know it, the running back or the receiver is like locusts just jumping all over me because they got good tacklers. We don't have good tacklers. DaCosta, what are you doing? So I'm already looking, are we going to pick 14, 15, or 16? That's all I got to say, Bob. I'm ready for the draft.
I got it. All right, Joe, thank you. And I believe the Ravens are picking 14th.
Locked in.
Yeah.
The top 18 have been
decided. Started throwing them numbers out there, and I was way confused. They're 14th. And last time they had the 14th pick, or a pick this high, was in 22 when they drafted Kyle Hamilton, who was an impact player. There you go.
I'll say this about the draft, and we got a long ways to go before we get there. A lot of draft coverage. You'll be sick of it by the time we get the draft. I'll be sick of it. I'll say this. They could go any direction. This isn't a year where it's got to be, well, pass rush would be nice, but it's not, all we need is pass rush. Really, any position besides quarterback, take your pick. You know, they have needs everywhere.
Yeah, stout offensive lineman.
Mm-hmm. You could do interior D-line. You could do pass rush. Yeah. You could do O-line, really anybody on the O-line, especially depending on what they do with Linderbaum. I know people would hate it, but outside of Nate Wiggins, your secondary or your cornerback room is going to be depleted. They could take another corner. I know. People would hate
it. I'm with Joe on that one. Yeah. All right, we'll come back. Take more phone calls, 410-583-1057. Join us for NFL lunch as well. So phone calls coming up next couple of segments. Feeble Five. Who are the five worst teams in the NFL as we wrap up the regular season of 25 at Jeffrey Chedia, NFL Network, NFL.com, or preview the playoffs with him. Two shaky number one seeds? I would think there's no 85 Bears or no 90 49ers and all of this stuff. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Alex Scamponi, other side of the glass. Let's go get Reggie. Reggie, thanks for holding. What's happening? You're on the Fan.
Thanks for taking my call, Bob and Nolan.
What's up, listen, man?
Bob, I'm a lifelong Kool-Aid drinker, right?
Yeah.
That's some strong stuff, bro. That stuff how you hype and pumped and everything. So you know what I'm going to start doing? Next summer, I'm going to start drinking Purple Kool-Aid diet, Purple Kool-Aid, no caffeine or something. Maybe I won't be so pumped and hype, and expectations won't be so high next year. What do you think?
I would put alcohol in that purple Kool-Aid if I was going to do anything, because you're still going to drink it. But for them to finish with a losing record and not make the playoffs, all right, was it hyperbole? And I'm as guilty as anyone.
Yeah.
The best roster they've ever had. Better than the Super Bowl. Yeah, well, on that one. But 8-9, right. Nah, nobody saw that.
Let me say this. Look like Harbaugh is coming back. We know that.
Yeah.
We all know his expiration date is expired, but apparently, Ravens may not know that yet, but the coaching staff as a whole can't come back as it is right now. So, if he comes back, linebacker coaches, whoever. Now, Monken, I'll give him another shot, but everybody else should be in question. And I'm going to finish up with this. Tyler Lue, Ravens knew he couldn't make that kick. You can't make a 44-yard kick, something wrong anyway. But he not clutch. And now we knew that. The Ravens knew that. They knew that all season long. That's why they always try to get close for him. They didn't trust his leg. And it showed up at the wrong time. And I've got the phone. Let's take the next call. Try to take my call, man.
All right. Thanks, Reggie. Appreciate it as always. And look, if Loop's a guy that they handle with kid gloves, and at the end of the day, he failed them. Is he psychologically damaged? And by the way, for any of you losers out there that are sending him this hate mail, him and his wife, because he missed a field goal, get a life. Mm-hmm. Seriously. It's a football game. What do you care?
Right.
It sucks your favorite team, and if you have a financial stake on it, that's on you. But come on, he's 24 years old. Yeah, we were all mother bleeping him when he missed the field goal, but to send him hate mail and harass him. Social media. The armpit of society, man. It really is.
There is no line anymore. It's used to say the line's blurred between the fan and the player. Yeah. There is no line anymore. That's gone out the window a long time ago. And gambling, probably to blame. Interesting point here about coaching staff. We didn't mention this yet. The only change they have made, not their choice, but George Godsey.
Yeah.
Going to Georgia Tech, going to be their head coach. He's an alum, so good for him. But you'll need a new tight end coach at that point. I was thinking here, if Zach Orr is going to be fired, we know the Ravens have a history of promoting from within for defensive coordinator.
Right.
Trying to look at some defensive names here. Rule out Chuck Pagano. He's already said he doesn't want to be a coordinator.
Yeah, pretty much.
Some other guys here. Matt Pease, assistant linebacker coach. Donald D'Alessio was defensive backs coach. Anthony Levine is around as a special teams coach. There isn't like a clear and obvious Chuck Smith, but I don't know if you really consider him a coordinator.
Well, when they brought McDonald back from Michigan, he had a year as the coordinator for the Wolverines. Is Jesse Minter a guy? I don't think Harbaugh would let Harbaugh in lateral move. I think Minter's next move is going to be to the head coaching position, but goes back. Well, Harbaugh's not going anywhere, so it's a moot point. But to replace Zach Orr, we talked about it earlier before we hit the top of the hour, and then you're going to join us for NFL lunch, everybody, if you're on the phones. Cliff Kingsbury's out in Washington, a year removed from being a genius with Jaden Daniels and the Commanders who went to the championship game. And Stefanski, he got the foot yesterday. So there's some offensive guys starting to pop up here a little bit. If, in fact, say the Ravens would be inclined to make Monken the scapegoat for this season.
Which I can't even wrap my mind around.
No.
Not saying that he's without criticism, because we just mentioned it. I mean, the biggest thing, maybe one of the biggest mistakes of the year, the underutilization of Derrick Henry in key situations. I mean, that's Todd Monken. You know, it's Harbaugh as well. He's the last line of defense, but it's still Todd Monken's decision first and foremost. So, but besides that, I don't know, man. I can't ignore what happened the last 2 years, 23 and 24, unlocking a new set of skills in Lamar, where I thought, all right, he's got a little more room to grow, but for him to be that good and develop into that elite of a passer as well, I don't know. I'd be a little hesitant to get rid of the cook behind that, so to speak.
We'll come back. Speaking of cooking, NFL lunch, Nolan. What an unintentional segue that worked out perfectly. If you're on the phones, hang tight. Then we got the Feeble Five, Jeffrey Chedia, NFL Network, NFL.com. Preview the playoffs with him, and he's based in Kansas City. Andy Reid's sticking around, but what about Travis Kelce? And ultimately, what the hell happened to the Chiefs this year?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.